Welcome to Torah Timecha, Nach Yomi with OU Women's Initiative. My name is Shulamit Rubin, and today we are studying Perek Daled, the fourth and final chapter in Megillas Rus. When we finished Perek Gimel yesterday, we were at a bit of a cliffhanger, because although Boaz says to Rus, "I will do everything you said," he then qualifies it by saying that it is true I am a redeemer, but there is a redeemer who takes precedence over me. And therefore, Rus and the field must first be offered to the closer redeemer. When Perek Daled begins, it says, Uboaz ala ha-sha'ar vayeshev sham. In Tanakh, sha'ar always means Beis Din. The Beis Din, the court of law, was at the city's gates. And therefore, Boaz going to the Sha'ar is the same as him convening a Beis Din there. And we see in Pasuk Beis, indeed, he takes 10 men and uses them to create his minion. Now, just then Hashem sends the Goel, and Boaz invites him to come and sit in the Beis Din. Boaz is about to clarify for all and to publicize the halacha, that indeed, Lo yavo amoni umoavi b'kahal Hashem. The male converts of the nations of Ammon and Moab may not marry Jewish women. They are more limited with regarding whom they may marry. However, the women converts of Ammon and Moab may marry freely within the Jewish nation. Now, the reason it is so important for the Goel to be present is because after the halacha is clarified, it will be very apropos for him, because he will then be offered the opportunity to redeem the field and to marry Rus. In Pasuk Gimel, Boaz introduces the plan of action to the Goel. He says, Chalkasa sadeh asher la'achinu le'elimelech, machra na'mi hashava misdei Moav. The parcel of land that had belonged to Elimelech, indeed that had belonged to Machlon and Kilion as well, but since Rus and Arpa forfeited their ksuba and gave the property back to Na'ami, she now owns all of the family property. And Boaz reveals to the potential Goel, the potential redeemer, that this property is at risk to be sold. And therefore, they have a halachic obligation to redeem it. As it says in Vayikra, Ki yamuch achicha umachar me'achuzaso uba goalo hakarov elav v'ga'al es mimkar achiv. Should a man become so destitute that he is required to sell part of his family holdings or all of it, his nearest redeemer shall come and redeem what is about to be sold or what has already been sold. And that is the situation that we are in now. Naomi is so destitute that the property that she inherited from Elimelech is going to be put onto the market. Well, at first, the Goel responds enthusiastically. He's willing to buy. Anochi Egael, I will redeem this plot of land. And at this point, Boaz drops the news. Beyom kenoscha hasadeh, on the very day you acquire the field, miyad Na'ami, from our relative Na'ami, ume es Rus hamoavia, eshes hames kanisa lahakim shem hames al nachalaso. You must also acquire the wife of the deceased to perpetuate the name of the deceased upon his estate. At this point, the Goel backs out. Lo uchal ligoli. I can't redeem that. Penashchisas nachalasi. I might destroy my own property. Ga'alecha, you redeem. Ki lo uchal legal, I can't possibly redeem. Here we see that foil, that counter theme to chesed. It is the road not taken. It is not cruelty. It is not violence. It is merely apathy, withholding, simply failing to act. In this case, the Goel lost his opportunity to be the father of the Melech HaMashiach. Boaz was extremely careful to offer the field and to offer Rus in marriage to the Goel in front of 10 Jewish men, a minion, because he never wanted at any point in the future to be accused of non-transparency, that he took for himself the great privilege of being the great-grandfather of David HaMelech and had failed to offer her in marriage to the Goel who had the highest claim on this privilege. And so by refusing to marry Rus, it is Boaz who acquires the field and the treasure buried in that field. Rus HaMoaviah, whose origins were in Sodom. And it is Sodom that has the very midah of anti-chesed. In Pirkei Avos, Parakeh, we are told there are four midos be'adam, in man. There is one that says, Sheli, Sheli, what is mine, v'shelcha, Sheli, and what is yours is mine. That is not the midas Sodom. That is the midah of Rishaim. The midah of Sodom is Sheli, Sheli, what is mine, v'shelcha, shelcha, what's yours is yours. Now, it starts out as a midah beinonis. It's the midah, perhaps, of a mediocre, average kind of person. But that is its most benign iteration. It can lead to the worst things of all. It could lead to a galyas. It leads a person down a dangerous path. Although starting with apathy, it disintegrates into intimidation and culminates, as in Sodom, with Ra'im v'chata'im l'Hashem ma'od. How incredible is it that Rus, her origins were in Sodom, as we are told, Matsasi es David Abdi. In Tehillim it says, I have found David, my servant. Omer Rabbi Yitzchak, Hechan Matzas Yoso, where did I find him? The answer is, Bistom. David's origins are here in Sodom, in a place that was known for its apathy and later for its cruelty, and for a nation that Lot and his daughters produced, Moab, known for its lack of chesed. Al asher lo kidmu eschem belechem uvamayim. That is why we are permitted to harass them. How important is it that Rus, who is the descendant of Lot and his eldest daughter, should redeem her origins and become quintessential model of chesed, who will be the Ima Shel Malchus. The child that was born to Rus and Boaz was called Oved, and the women said, "Bahayalcha l'meishiv nefesh." He restored her spirit. He restored her connection with the past, and he redeemed her future. Batikrena lo hashchenos shem, and the neighbors called him a name. Lemar yulad ben lenaami, batikrena shmo Obed. V'hu Avi Yishai Avi David. This child was the grandfather of David HaMelech. And then the Megillah ends with the genealogy of David. Now we said that each perek focuses on a different name of Rus. The name of Rus that is very apparent here is Sheyatza Mimena David. She is called Rus because David came from her. And what did David do? Sherivahu LaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Shirim V'Tishbachos. That David satiated HaKadosh Baruch Hu with song and praise. And David is the Ne'im Zmiros Yisrael, the sweet singer of Israel, who composed Tehillim. We also mentioned that Rus represents each of the pillars of Judaism. And here we see her standing tall, grasping on to Amud HaAvoda. Avoda is heavenly, divine service. When we had a Beis HaMikdash, the site chosen by David HaMelech and built by his son Shlomo, the divine service took place there. But after the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Unishalma Parim Sfaseinu, we substitute tefillah, davening, for the sacrificial offerings. And most of our davening is based on the Tehillim, again, of David HaMelech. But don't be deceived and think that when we had a Beis HaMikdash, it was merely about offering animal sacrifices. In fact, without Kavanah, without Tefillah, without the service of the heart, then God forbid, offering karbanos would be a pagan practice. What elevates it and makes it into a mitzvah, makes it into avodas Hashem, is the fact there is always a component of it that is avodah shabalei. So why was this Megillah written? To teach us the value and the reward of chesed, and to show us the origin of Melech HaMashiach. To show us that every person and situation is redeemable, and that, like David, we are to collect the sparks that will ignite our own geula. Thank you for studying together. Le'iloi Nishmas, Malka Esther, Bas Tzvi Yosef.